Log Talk Radio.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Hey,
love and happiness.
I'm sorry. That song just do something to me. What's up, church?
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, it's Tuesday, baby. It is Tuesday, and I played that song for a reason.
Okay.
My Reese Cup and I weren't able to make it to Treach's birthday celebration. Happy birthday, co-host, once again, this weekend, because it was a terrible, terrible accident on 301, and we're praying for those people involved that, you know, whatever the outcome, you know, God will touch and prepare them for it. So we had a come-to-the-corner meeting over Brother Tang and Sister Lady Tea House on Saturday. And when I tell you it was nothing but love and happiness, that's all it was, love and happiness. We had a great old, good old-fashioned great time. You know, the atmosphere was just beautiful. Look, even Darius and I got along, y'all. It was a good time. It was a real good time, and I was so happy to see my co-host and you know, just to give her her gift for her birthday. Lady T, I must ask you, could you give us a description of how the party was Saturday night, if you don't mind.
Hold on, wait. I'm showing my gift that you gave me. I'm showing the online viewers.
Oh.
I'm showing them my little gig that I got. I picked up.
That's what's up.
What Steve Harvey to say? My hardware.
That's
that one, and this is this one, and of course I got this one, you guys, too. Oh, the girl is doing it. Okay, so the party was amazing, you guys. The party was amazing. I didn't know that my husband had that in him. Okay, he is not the event planner. Okay, he is just not that guy. But on Saturday, he was that guy. He did an amazing job. All my friends and family was there, you know, and it's exception of some people because of the accident. And I was so sorry to hear about the accident. You know, I heard about the accident after the fact. I didn't know. I'm so sorry you guys didn't make it, but we made up for it, you know, on Sunday. We made up for it on Sunday. But the party was amazing, and guess what? I beat everybody. We went bowling, you guys, and I beat everybody bowling. Yep. Pat on the back. Mm-hmm. She beat both games. Yes, she did. Thank you very much. And this video. So if y'all want to see the video, go on to the site and y'all can see the video of me winning, that is.
So everybody decided to let you win. That's what you're telling me.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Everybody was off.
They were trying their best to beat me. They were trying their best to beat me. I promise you. Nobody let me win. I'm telling you. They were trying to beat me for real.
Oh, boy.
For real.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for real. They was trying to get me.
That was up. And let me tell y'all about my co-host, man. This girl. I purchased some sweatsuits from TNT Fashion. Bomb Adidas joint. Bomb Adidas joint. And... y'all, I'm telling you, if you want to get hooked up for real, don't wait for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday. Any day is the day to check out TNT Fashion. I'm serious. I am dead serious. Get you some. Get you some of that swag, man. Get you some of that swag. But I said, we came over here to get this girl her birthday gift and chill with them for a little while, watch the game, which we did, and she got us leaving the house with more stuff. She said, that's true. She said, that is true. Don't be mad at her. I was like, no, I ain't mad at her at all. I said, but it's just funny how trees do that, you know? But again, I cannot state to you all how good that time was, for real. You know, just to be together chilling. No, mm-hmm. No. We watched sports. We did because we watched the basketball game. But no, you know, show talk. No, pregame preparations or anything. We were able to chill and hang out with my brother, my sister, and really enjoy each other. So, hey, kudos. Great time. And we got to do it again. We got to do it again soon, for real, because, hey, that little hangout gave me life. Hey, y'all, and for those of you who are familiar with this story.
Hello.
I saw the spot where Therese tried to write her name in the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
When we was leaving out, I was like, Reese, there you go right there, Reese. She said, what? I think you don't see that cake. Damn, I should have taken a picture. But that's all right. I'm going to get it. I will get it. But that joke was fun. Just seeing that made me laugh. I said that about
yeah. I was trying.
Really tired of
yes,
name.
I was trying. I waited too long. I fell asleep. I waited too daggone long.
Oh, my goodness. Funny. Okay, y'all. All right. Today, Hotel's Corner, we're going to discuss the MLB planning a regular season game in London in the year 2023, 2024, and 2026. I want to know what you guys think of this. What you know, are you okay with MLB taking their game overseas as the NFL does? You know, Do you think teams will develop in London now to make it a real world series, you know? I really want to know how y'all feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to just congratulate Phoenix Suns head coach Monty Williams on being named the head coach of the year. We're going to discuss this round two of the NBA playoffs. You know, it seems the tables have turned, you know, where teams just last week were on the brink, now find themselves with a pulse, you know, due to some teams with injuries, home field advantage, and these referees. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. NFL latest news. Drum roll, please. The 49ers wide receiver Debo Samuel seems to have a change of heart, and things are working out between he and the 49er front office. All right.
Wow.
You know,
look at that.
Tom Brady. Look at that, you know. As Treats would say, ain't God good. Anyway,
ain't God
Tom Brady's return has forced the NFL schedule makers to start over with rescheduling a couple of games. And I want to talk about that. I really want to discuss that because can I be honest, sis?
Yeah.
Can I be brutally honest? I'm about sick of Tom Brady, man. I really am. I'm about sick of Tom Brady. Dude, retire. Dude, Tom Brady was around when Brett Favre was going through this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And he knows all the vitriol and
mm-hmm.
everything that went towards Brett Favre for this I'm on, I'm off, I'm on, I'm off, I'm on, I'm off type of movement. So, you know, we're gonna get into that, guys. We're gonna talk about that. And I wanna talk about the schedule makers, you know. What is the purpose of all this rescheduling? You know, what did you guys do? Or what did you have scheduled that
right.
you think, no, we need to rethink that, or we need to, you know, help
yeah.
me out here. For real, help
yeah.
me out here. So,
I need to know that to myself.
You feel me? You feel me? I mean,
yeah.
what is different now, you know?
Yeah.
What is different
what
now?
Happened?
So, yeah, we want to know on the corner, man. So,
yeah, okay.
All these topics, stories, and much, much more, because you know when you guys get the adding on in, you know, you guys gonna make it a little piece of your corner too. So, and we welcome that. So, 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. I think I want some more Al, if you don't mind, sis.
Let's go.
A little bit.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
So that was great. That was some great love and happiness. Love and happiness. Yes. Okay, so look, for all my online people, you guys can call into the show. The show number is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782 if you want to be speaking your opinion on the show, okay?
Great.
Hear you back? Okay.
We're going to blame Reed for that one, y'all.
Let's do it. Well, she's right here with me online, so what did she do?
I had to mute the phone, y'all, because Reese made me some tacos, right?
Uh-oh.
And I was trying to eat the taco during that little commercial break, and forgot to unmute myself. And look, I'm just talking like a mug. And then I heard you talk over. I said, wow, Reese must not hear me. hit phone and unmute myself.
You play too much.
Girl, the tacos is bomb. But I'm watching a play-by-play of the Warriors and the Grizzlies last night, and I'll wait till we get the basketball. I'll just wait till we get the basketball.
Okay.
MLB is playing regular season games in London in the year 2023, 2024, and 2026. How do you feel about that, Tree? For real.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't even know what to say. I can't go over there and support it. I'm never going to do that. I can only be able to watch it. So I mean,
right.
I don't know. Maybe those people over there could benefit from it. I don't see the benefit of going. I don't even like when the football team do it. For some odd reason. I don't even like when they do it. It just rubs me the wrong way. It just seems like it's all wrong for some reason. I don't know how to put the finger on it to say nay or yay, you know, but it's something missing. I don't know, but I don't like it.
I do, sis. I do.
Okay.
And you know who
it is?
It's Brittany Griner. All of the mess that's going on with her in Russia. Why listen, baseball is an American pastime. And I understand y'all want that foreign money. Y'all want that money. And truly the object is to grow the game. It truly is,
right.
And I understand that. I really understand that. But the way internationally things are going between countries and everything now. Is that really a good idea?
Right.
You know, is that really a safe idea? You know, and that's just me being the pessimist that I can be at times, but I just don't see that as a good idea, you know?
Right.
I really think that this would be a created circumstance that would be beyond the MLB's control. Can I say that?
Yeah. You can say that.
Come on then, Lou. How you feel about that, Lou? Baseball being played in London.
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. I mean, considering the way things are now, probably not a smart idea. On the other hand, you know, I don't think it should be ruled out because, you know, this is what sports brings the world together, you know, like the Olympics, the Super Bowl, because everybody, you know, in the world, you know, watches the Super Bowl. So I don't really think it's, really a terrible idea. I mean, you know, because it kind of brings us all together one way or another. So I'm not really against it. I don't know if now is the right time to do it, but I wouldn't totally give up on the idea either.
Okay. That's cool. And I get to a point with sports brings us together, but it's just, I'm like Treese. It's it's not going down smooth, you know.
It's got phones written all over it.
It's too many uncontrollable circumstances that can occur as a direct result of this, you know. So let's bring in Darius. What's up, Darius?
What's up, Darius?
How y'all doing?
Can't really know nothing about baseball.
I don't know too much about baseball, but I would say it wouldn't be no problem with them going, you know, to London, though. I mean, it's just like how you said the football. I mean, you just, like, I agree with the last caller, though. Bring the worlds together. I agree with that. What's new bring everything together?
Yeah. It can. But let's not forget, it also creates an opportunity for tragedy. Let's not overlook that. Let's remember that as well. Come on, Tank. What's up, bruh?
Kale's Corner family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, brother Kale? What's up, Lou?
What's up, Tank?
D-Mar.
All right.
Ain't nothing. Just chilling. Hey, look, I really didn't hear too much about that. I'm just listening to y'all. And I was agreeing with Lou and what D-Mob just said. You know, I really, I don't see nothing really wrong with it, but I understand what y'all are saying also, that it could bring tragedy, especially what's going on in the world today. But it also brings everybody together. So
when you still, hold on a second, when you say it could bring tragedy, what exactly do you mean? Like somebody can get kidnapped or murdered or are you thinking something like on the field or whatnot? So exactly exact tragedy can happen. The tragedy can happen, anywhere in the world.
Exactly. At any time.
Yeah.
That's true.
But to me, when you take a team, a group like that, and let's all remember, we're talking about a group of millionaires here, you know, and including the executives and the managers and everything. And that would be a serious blow struck for the combatants of the way of life in the United States. A lot of times the United States move and act like they don't realize that we're not liked everywhere. We are not liked everywhere. And there are some people that will sacrifice anything to show us so, you know, to show us that. And again, like I said, it's just me being pessimistic, but I'm just, it's an uncomfortable feeling. I mean, from the moment I heard about this, it just gave me an uncomfortable feeling. That's all. Let's go
to got a good relationship with London, though. Sports wise,
say what?
So I don't think. I feel like we already got a good relationship with London because we already been hosted a lot of sports in the London. You know, with the football and some of the basketball. I think we got a good relationship with London. In the place of them doing it, I think the relationship is already there. So I don't think no tragedy or nothing like that could happen in London.
So only London people are going to be at this game? There'll be no other countries there?
No, for most part.
Yeah, bro, it will. They'll sell a ticket to anybody that'll buy one. Trust me. They'll sell a ticket to anyone that will buy one. So I understand
like
what you're saying.
But like Lou said, it can happen right here at one of our stations.
Yeah.
They can sell a ticket to one of them foods over here.
It definitely can happen. Yeah, but it's just something, I'm again, guys, it's just something about that London move that's just not settling right with me. Let's bring my man 007 in. What's up, Ron?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, 007? How you doing, brother?
Ain't nothing. Everything doing good. Happy belated birthday to the two trees. Hey, good to hear everybody's voice today. I was here, which I was saying the pros and the cons, you know, about the baseball game being overseas. The pro is you get to meet the Nets, Mark McGwire, the Nets, Sammy Sosa, and you get to meet, you know, good players. I'm gonna try not to think negative, you know, about because I'm not gonna, you know, overlook the tragedies and things that's going on in the world today. But this could definitely bring countries together, and baseball is, you know, 168 games a year, and you know, I don't even know if it's in an if it's in the Olympics or not right now, but it's good if it's going over the Easter atmosphere. If it's going over there, even Japan or it'd be good money. But like you said, we still just have to keep our head on the swivel.
Because all money ain't good money.
No.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's right. And you brought up the Olympics. Let's not forget the Atlanta Olympics. You know, let's not forget some of the other incidents that have occurred. And the beauty of it all, baseball knows this, so they can prepare, you know, and a team of persons or individuals that are prepared are ready for anything. So that's the beauty in all of this. But again, guys, it just rubs me the wrong way. And I wish that I didn't feel this way about it, but, you know, I wouldn't be DMV killed if I didn't tell y'all exactly how I was feeling. And it's just not.
Brother Kale, let me ask you. So it's like, is it that feeling like it's too good to be true type feeling?
Nah.
Like?
Nah.
No. Or
it'll be too easy to not be messed with type
okay.
feeling.
Okay.
It'll be like, baseball coming. Oh, we get a lot of Americans in one place, a lot of these people in one place, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's millionaires and billionaires and everything all over this game. Yeah. What better place to make a statement, you know?
Yeah. Like getting more than one.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Come on there, Brother Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
What's up, Ted?
How you doing today, sir?
All right, fam. All right. I heard a little bit of your comment, Kel. I guess it's bringing baseball to London. Right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's gonna happen as far as any international play. You know, it's gonna happen eventually, somewhere. And as far as anything happen, it can happen anywhere. Don't you think London also has security? This is top just as much as American has security. So, and then as far as London, I don't know too many Londoners that do baseball like that. What?
Go ahead.
I don't know too many Londoners that's in the baseball. I would say more so because somebody mentioned Japan. You know, as far as if you want to go international, that would be a better market because you got an influx of Japanese baseball players, and we know that they're pretty good. So I would say if any team I would go international with, I would go as far as baseball would be Japan. But as far as football, I heard they talk about football going to Germany, but I would bring football to London, which they was trying to do. I don't know what's the deal with that. But eventually they're going to be bringing sports. They're going to be bringing sports internationally, okay? So eventually in the future, somehow.
That's their goal, isn't it?
But you say London has like the best security. And just, their police officers don't even carry guns.
I didn't say they had the best security. I said they have security. I said they have security just like Americans. So how do you think the Queen?
Wait, hold on. Calm down. It's not that serious. It's not. For real, it's really not that serious. Only thing, I misquoted you, and I was trying to get it correct. You wasn't letting me correct myself when I misspoke, when I was saying what I was saying about you. So calm down. It's not that serious. We're not going to do this today.
I was saying that most
British police officers, London, do not carry weapons at all. None of them, they don't carry weapons. So, yes, they do have security, but what is security without a weapon?
Let me ask you this. They have many soccer games over there. You don't see as much ruckus as that like that, you know, over there, as much crime as you even see in the United States. Not saying England, like I say, this and that, but England does have security, you know. I don't know about the Bobby Sock cops
Hello?
I'm listening. Somebody was finna say something.
That was me, but go ahead. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish. I'm gonna let you make your point. Go ahead.
I mean, as far as you talking about billionaires, you gotta look at MI5 security. You know, that's like the CIA, FBI stuff. They get, bottom line, it's a country that, trust me, they're protected. That's all I want to say. Like I say, they're protected. You got a queen over there. Ain't nothing going on happening to her.
Right.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. That is the culture over there. That is the culture over there. Now you about to bring this culture to London.
Right.
That's why I'm saying that. We about to bring a whole new culture to London on a permanent basis.
So you're saying United States people that's coming over there are going to act like the United States people already over there. Y'all have it, man. Good. I got work to do at the church, bro. Y'all have a good one, man. Because you always cut me off and you do a whole bunch of talking, girl.
Have a great day.
All right. What we're saying, for those who don't understand, what we're saying is this will be a whole new activity, a whole new culture that these guys have not trained for. And Ted made a point that I wanted to dispute before he got off the phone, but we've seen London before and after soccer games get a little outrageous with the supporting of their team. And to put it in context, this is Washington, D.C., the DMV. Most of us rep the Washington football team. There would be nowhere that a Dallas fan would feel safe within the Washington area representing their team and rooting for their team. That is the equivalent of some of these professional soccer teams in London. And they have uproars all the time.
Yeah.
All the time over soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer. We cannot.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go.
Gerald Spate online, he wrote, baseball, like sports in general, will stay over there because the Russia is acting crazy. No one is really safe right now over there. I don't think it's safe. Because any one little thing you do, they're going to lock you up. like Brittany Grimes.
Can, can I make a comment?
Go ahead.
We've been at London a couple of times, sports-wise. I'm just stating sports. They don't have the same, like you keep mentioning soccer. So they don't have the same passion they will have for baseball.
Right.
So, the uproar and all of that y'all talking about, I don't believe what happened. It ain't the passion for the sport. That passion they have for soccer is different. That's what they breed. Just how we breed this sport. This is our sport.
Right.
Football, basketball.
Yeah.
It's different.
Okay.
They got a different.
Let me ask you a question. Which one do you think people will be quickest to cause an uproar at? Something they do care and respect, or something that they don't care or respect? To me,
something
I think it's the
last.
No.
Hold on. This is an example. Let me give you this example. So if somebody disrespects your wife, that's somebody you care for, right? You want to go to the most for that. If somebody just walk in the street and you see a couple getting into it, you might mind your business.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
I don't see what he's saying. I don't see what you're saying at all. Bottom line, the only point I'm trying to make is because these people don't care as much, and because baseball is known as America's pastime, those people that have that gripe, have that beef with America, that will be an opportunity for them to express themselves in the most negative manner. That's all I'm saying.
So my thing is, why would they wait for baseball? Why they didn't do it with the football games that have been down there in London? Why are they waiting for baseball? Yeah. Baseball is not even a violent sport. Why not do it when it's a violence out there?
But football games is playing in London right now.
I said that.
I understand.
When the football game going on in London, why wait to baseball out of all sports baseball? That's what I'm asking.
The news controls the narrative, Darius. The news controls the narrative. And because we haven't heard all that has happened doesn't mean that things haven't gone on.
Mm-hmm.
They still want the football in London is still at the point where they're trying to build. They're not going to allow negative images or reports get out. They're just not going to do that, you know. So because we
do that for baseball.
If they're trying, listen, that money, dog, that money, that dollar bill to them is more important than anything else. So they're looking at it like we can't allow thoughts and images to influence people's thinking on this sport that we're trying to bring here, because we want that capital. We want that money. So we're not going to be privy to everything that goes on. That's all I'm saying.
So we kind of like in a group. Go ahead. My bad. You got it.
No. You say we're kind of like in agreement. How?
Because
you
saying that for the money. NFL is a billion-dollar sport also. We talking about billions right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ain't let the NFL, if no hiccups in the NFL, why you think would they let baseball have a hiccup? These is billions of dollars we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. I mean, I see what you're saying, D. And I do. I see what you're saying. And I can see how I feel, because I feel almost like he'll feel like I don't need one of us to be over there right now. It's too much going on, just that other one with the Brittany Griner, all that. I feel all that. But then, like you saying, too, on the other hand, you know, it helped the country, bring people together. We've been doing it this long. I see both sides. I do. I see both sides. So I'm just like,
can I say this? Hey, look, check this out, because I'm just summarizing everything which I just. One, these people have to be more careful when they hitting these airports. They know, you know where you're going at. You know you can't be bringing anything illegal. Do that, because this is professional basketball. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess up your money. You don't want to mess up your purse, your bag. You don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so at the end of the day, when these baseball players, football players, whatever, y'all go on the planes and stuff, make sure y'all are good. And you won't be having no problem, won't be in prison and stuff like that.
One in like Southwest, they got team planes that they go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're still searched. Let's bring in Marcus real quick. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family? What it do?
What it do, Marcus?
What's up, bro?
Hey, look,
what it do, Mark?
As soon as I tune in, it sounds like niggas need to woo side. As soon as I turn on the joint, I'm like, yeah, no. Yeah, I'm like, wow, yeah. It's like, man, it's rough on the corner today, man. I told you,
okay.
Man, it's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard when niggas sell the same stuff on the same corner. Yeah, it's rough, bro. It's rough, bro. I'm telling you, yeah. I'm like, dang, my man Ted need a hug or a Snickers or something, man. I'm like, dang, yeah. He's like Betty White, yeah. He's nigga hungry.
Oh, man.
But, no, I think all of y'all, man, you know, got a strong point, you know, when it comes to, you know, we just don't trust him. We're not really trusting right now. And we got every right now stuff that's going on, man. You know,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's point is completely accurate. You know, everybody's point is completely accurate. I mean, you can look at it a million ways, but, I mean, when it comes to American soil, we just trust it, you know, because we know it. It's like knowing your backyard, you know. So.
Come on, Huckleberry. You in here with us, baby. What's happening?
Huckleberry.
Smoke it out the window.
Yeah. All I got to say is, I don't even know what y'all were talking about. Who doing
everything?
And why are they doing it?
We're talking about baseball. They're trying to bring games over to London in the year 2023, 24, and 26. Yep.
Yeah.
23, 24, and 26.
And you love baseball.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, even though I love baseball, it's just like everything else. America or American American power or American enterprise trying to spread their enterprise globally. You know, it's just like any other business. You know, they just want to spread it globally. And it's not just one sport, football, baseball, basketball. It's the same thing. You know, if they don't have it, we trying to spread it there. You know, it's just like our politics. It's just the same thing. You know, so that's what we do. Unfortunately, you know, every now and then, I like what Ron said, as an athlete, especially athletes of color, you know, sometimes you got to be careful when or know the culture of other countries when you go there. You got to know what you can and cannot do, because in the end, getting back home, like you said, when you leave home in the morning, the first thing is supposed to be on your mind is, let me get back home safely tonight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. And again, like I say, call it my pessimistic nature or whatever, but going over to London, play a game, that that is a huge chance of you not making it back safe that night. You're taking a huge chance with it. And I understand what you guys are saying, that London is a safe country for the United States and everything. But all I'm saying to you guys is any opportunity, maybe, you know what, maybe it's the military in me, because they had us watching those films about terrorists and how far they'll go to strike their blow against their enemy, you know. And maybe this thing is what really has me uncomfortable with the whole baseball in London situation, just because I know the extent that these people will go to exact their vengeance on us, you know. And that to me just, it has to be an uncomfortable environment for not just the players, but the fans as well. And yes, I was that parent that made sure my son had some training wheels and elbow pads and a helmet on. You know what I mean?
You were not when you jumped off that plane.
Man, look here. Don't even talk about that airplane, dog.
Hey, I'm just making sure, because you know me. That's all I ever think about when you talk about it. I'm like, shit.
Hey, look, man, I'm trying to eat tacos, Tang, and I want them to naturally come out. I ain't trying to poop myself over the conversation. Over Kale's corner conversation. You know what I'm talking about? All right, y'all. So, listen. That was a great topic. That was a great topic. And like I say, at the end of the day, I wish for safety. I wish everyone come together, have a kumbaya moment, and those players are able to enjoy the game, and the fans are able to enjoy the game just alike. But, again, we have to keep our eyes open on things that can happen and preventing them from happening. All right? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. And when we come back, basketball.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna.
On a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go by the robot, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't Ludacris.
That man ain't Ludacris.
I almost bit my tongue off trying to rap to that song.
Hey, you know what? It's funny you would say that, 57. I was waiting for Ron to come and just hear Ron blurt out something. Ron was like, Ron, you must be dealing with the puppies right now or something, huh? That's what it is, Ron. That's why you ain't blurt out. The puppies got your attention. Hell, Ron ain't even with us, y'all. Ron ain't even with us. Wow. Congratulations to Phoenix Suns head coach Monty Williams, who was named the NBA Coach of the Year. Any complaints? I don't know.
No,
it's
weird.
I'm good. Yeah, I think Monty Williams does a hell of a job with Phoenix. And to miss and a key important piece like Chris Paul for a majority of the season like they did and still managed to come out on top, I think that was a hell of a coaching job. And Monty Williams and his staff.
He lost Devin Booker. He lost all of them on the sideline at one time.
Yeah.
All of them.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Exactly. And he still find a way for them to rise to the top. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I hope they can be happy with that title. I hope they can be happy with that trophy because that's the only one they're going to get.
Yeah.
The NBA title.
Really?
He need that one on his
really?
Way.
Really? Really?
Come
hey,
on,
you know
what?
Well,
there's two
teams that say less on that. The Celtics and the 76ers. I'm probably going to be in the way.
Forget the Sixers.
forget the Sixers.
Nothing.
That's a New York man. He can't root for the Sixers.
I thought, you know what, Lou? I thought you said I got the Sixers. And I was just
You got Lou messed up.
Yeah,
you got Lou messed up.
You can forget them.
Okay. The world
hey,
is spinning again. Okay.
It's, sis,
Kale, everybody, if I may say this, we talked about windows closing last week. I don't think the windows are just closing on Chris Paul. I think it's closing on the Suns, and I think it's closing faster than they would like for it to close.
Why
do
you say that?
If they don't figure out a way to Luka did something the other night. He involved everybody in the game. Everybody. Yeah, you're right.
About time.
If they let him play like that the rest of the series, where he's involving everybody in the game like he did, they will lose the champ. They will lose the series.
You said the key word is 57. If they let him play like that the whole series. Yep. There you go.
Yep.
And understand that's not just Phoenix. If the referees if the referees stay on, we hate Chris Paul. Listen, Chris Paul is the fourth quarter closer for the Suns. So what better way to make sure that the Suns have no opportunity at all to come back than to take him out the game? Because those fouls that they played on Chris Paul were egregious. Seriously. Especially the fifth and the sixth foul.
I can't agree with you.
I watched last night the Celtics and Milwaukee. Okay? Marcus Smart was dribbling the ball. I forgot the boy's name. But his dribble and dude ran into Marcus Smart. The same play that they called a foul on Chris Paul, they called nothing on Marcus Smart.
They haven't called that call all year long. And don't get me wrong, I do agree that it's an offensive foul, but they have not called it ever. When a guard runs down and stop and let a person run in the back of him, to me that's an offensive foul.
Yeah.
But they called it they did call an offensive foul, the right call, but yeah. That's how I knew they had it off of Chris Paul, because they never called that foul on nobody,
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen that call on nobody. At least I didn't.
I ain't going to say they got it off of Chris Paul because they made the correct call. I just think Chris Paul had himself in the wrong position in that game. He's under the basket, flailing and swinging at people on one of the fouls you got. Y'all got to – Chris Paul.
No. I ain't talking about that one. I'm just talking about the fifth and sixth one. I ain't talking about the one
Okay. All right.
I'm talking about the last two, like Kale said, to get him out for the fourth quarter when he's the fourth quarter killer. That's all I'm talking about. Now, when he was flaring, I don't know. But I'm talking about them last two was terrible, man. Was terrible.
Yeah, they
were.
I go with you on that one.
I was like, are you kidding me? That's a foul. the man, he just touched the man's arm and snapped his hand back and allowed the man to finish his shooting motion and everything. And they called it a foul. But one thing I will say, to your point, 57, it was sort of like karma, Paul, because
yep.
Chris Paul is one of those players that does mm-hmm. those type of things. But at the same time, come on, dude. We're in a tight series here, and for the referees to take control like they did, that wasn't cool, man. That wasn't cool.
And that was like nine minutes left.
He was gone early.
They got him out early in the fourth quarter.
Just when he normally takes over the game. That's how they
control the games, man. They know who they're going to call the fouls on, man.
It's messed up for real, bro.
It's totally messed up, man. Y'all seen that text I sent last night about
exactly.
that clock? That, yeah. That he didn't even touch him. Baines didn't even touch him. And that changed the narrative of the game. It changed the momentum of the game.
Yep.
That's the only reason why the Knicks won.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, Marcus? I was getting ready to get into that because I got Undisputed on mute, and they showed that Bane just ran up and put his hands on Steph Curry's back. He didn't push. He didn't extend his arm. And Steph Curry just dove face forward.
Yeah, he flopped.
Come on, man.
He flopped. So, and I've never seen him, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen him do something like that, bro.
Because I have seen him flop before. I've seen all them jokers.
Hey, listen, honestly, has he ever had to? Because normally Golden State be hitting their shots to a point where it don't even matter. It doesn't even matter normally.
Yeah. Right.
So he didn't have to. You know, Memphis had them boys in trouble last night.
Yeah.
Memphis had Golden State in trouble. And then how about Draymond Green? His reaction to the foul calls, I mean, throwing the ball, flailing, running all the way down to the other. For anybody else, that would have been a technical. When they did call a tech on him, I said, okay, yeah, they want Golden State to win tonight. They want Golden State. Because anybody else would have received a tech, man. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, and look how all the games are, though. Everything 2-2, man. You know that's some BS,
Golden State.
I mean, except for Golden State. But they still have got a whole lot of love for them.
Yeah, exactly.
They called an offensive foul on Steph. I was surprised about that joint, that one that they did call, that offensive foul on Steph Curry. And it was one where they hacked the mess out of him. They was tearing him up, and they ain't called that joint whatsoever. It was two Bammers on him. It was two of them hacking. And he wound up on his butt looking at the ref like, for real, you ain't going to call a foul?
But yeah, well, I remember that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you something. The Sixers pissing me off with that blocking and charging foul call. You know, they, to me, they never get it right. They don't get,
nope.
I mean.
Nope, they sure never don't, 57.
Yeah, they're killing me with this, man. It's just some of the worst
they
officiated games
right.
I've seen in years.
You ain't lying.
It's crazy, you know what, guys?
Worse over the years.
You got to add action to the sport. Hey. You got to literally teach them how to act. Like, literally.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
In order
yeah,
to play the game and to win. Yeah.
Y'all think
man,
James Harden woke up in that last game?
Man, please.
Well.
Now, I'm just asking because I was seeing a little bit of the James Harden from just two months ago. That's what I'm saying. You
Uh-oh.
Think he woke up now?
Uh-oh.
I don't think he was ever
asleep. I tried to avoid that.
I don't think he was ever asleep, Tang.
What you think happened?
Being back out there on the court, being back out on the court, I think it gave them a little something extra, and he was able to
facilitate
better than the way he did. He's a facilitator now. He's not a 30-point scorer, even though I can't remember what he got the other night, but he's more of a facilitator. And when he got all his pieces in place, he's better. He's good.
But when he doesn't, you
see the age in him.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is don't be fooled, man. Don't be fooled. seriously.
I knew that I was looking at before he left the net. That's just what I was saying in the first half of the season.
I understand that. But everybody has their one last great hoorah moment. Everyone does. And I don't know.
So y'all think is he finished? You think he finished, big bro? Mm-hmm. Like you think like next year he needs to be coming off the bench?
When you say finished, do you mean
we'll see
more play? When you say finished, are you saying we'll see more play from him, like we did the other night? Or is he going to go back to the shell of himself that he really has been? When you say
term? You said that this could be his last hoorah, so I'm figuring this season, when you said hoorah, I was just figuring that you were saying this season could be his last hoorah. So I'm asking you, do you think he finished, like he'll be like coming off the bench next year? That's finished to me with him.
Because
I know he's going to still be in the league. I'm not saying, like, out the league or nothing like that.
Right. He started his career coming off the bench.
Coming off the bench. Yep, that's what I was going to say.
He did.
Yeah. So that would be, instead of a fallback, that would be him returning to the form in which he was. You know what I'm saying? So. James Harden is a funny character to watch.
Yes.
Try to judge.
It's real fickle with how am I going to judge him? What should I say? What shouldn't I say? You know, because
somebody looks like
day,
he ain't even into it.
Exactly, and he's shown us on several occasions that. He still got it. He can do it.
Yeah.
But then he shows us on other occasions, didn't I?
But he did this a second ago. He did this back-to-back. He averaged 25 points, you know, since homeboy came back.
But what does that mean to – what does that mean to a season of averaging 25 points?
That means if they keep doing what they're doing, they can run the tables. If that production keep coming up the way
you know, he keeps shooting the way he's shooting.
Yeah,
he definitely
did. Yeah, 25 a game, they will run the table. I definitely say that.
Mm. All of them
if he giving me 25 a night.
This is over the stats, and I know she can tell us better than we can, better than, you know, we can speak on, but Al Horford had 31 points last night. He's not going to have that every night. I think, Harden, I think Harden could go to the bench and be that type of player to come out there and give you 10 points a night or something like that, maybe 10 and an assist. It'd be maybe a Van Vliet type of player. But as far as him being that starting point guard that you need for your championship team, I don't think he has that anymore. Not after this season. If they don't make it this year, I don't think it's going to happen.
And let me make this one point, guys. Let me make this one point. Do not be fooled by what you're seeing. These damn referees are controlling all
right.
of this, huh? These referees are having the final say-so with who plays, who doesn't, what goes, what doesn't. These damn referees are controlling everything. Chris Paul gets ejected. James Harden come out with one of the two of the best games of his playoff season thus far. All delegated, handled, and controlled by the referees, y'all. Let's not forget.
Yep.
And I know as sports fans, we want to discuss the sports of things because I love discussing the sports of things. But when I see egregious plays called like they were when Trees, Tang, Reese Cup, and myself sat over there and watched them calls against Chris Paul and all of us at the same time, mouths dropped wide open.
Yeah.
Y'all thought we was watching a good movie. Y'all would have thought we was watching a good movie. For real.
Yeah.
All our mouths dropped at the same time, like, and all of us said the same thing. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get into, you know, this means this and this means that, because tonight, all night, different meaning.
Yeah.
Guess what? It won't be a foul for to reach in and grab somebody. And he might actually do it, but it won't be a foul. You know, it might be a foul on the defender when Chris Paul stops his dribble short and decides he wants to change his direction.
Right.
My whole point, guys, is we don't know what is what. And, you know, I was talking to Debo last night during the game. Because I was heated, man. I was heated. I was like, why they won't just let the boys play, man? You know?
Right.
Why? And Debo was like, oh, I keep telling you, man, the mob, yo. They control all this, man. They control the narrative of this whole situation. And then he brought up the referees and the book and the ref that said, you know, yeah, I called
Donahue.
This way,
Donahue.
That way. Yeah.
Tim Donahue.
So,
I told 57 this about 6-7 years ago. I'm telling you.
Please don't bring that up.
He know how I am about that.
Yes, sir. Please. He can read every page. Damn near every page in the book. He can tell you about
it. It's the truth,
it's the truth, man.
He named names and everything.
Yeah, man. Tim Donahue let it all out the bag, man. He didn't care. And I thought they would have been whacked. I thought they would have been whacked him by now. He's still coming out with stuff.
Yeah, but see, they came
with y'all.
He made. And they weren't made, man, because if something happened to him, they're going to know that they did it.
That's right. He can't get killed now. Conditions got him before he wrote the book.
Fact.
But what if I said to y'all that every sport, every official, they all do the same thing? They don't control the narrative.
That's right. He said every official was a millionaire. He said that. He said, you think we don't bet?
Yes, you did.
He said in the interview, I forgot who he was talking to, but you can pull it up. Look at it. He's going to tell you. You think we don't bet on these games? We control the game.
And they don't have the same that the players do. They can't bet on the game. The players can't bet on the game.
Yeah.
They can't even, they can't even give somebody a tip. Hey, man, we ain't going to kick the field goal. Oh, better bet on that. Yeah, you gone. Look at what's his name. What's the player three that's got he out for six games because he bet on himself.
Yeah, I can't think. What's his name? Jesus.
Yeah, we just did that story too. We just did that story about that NFL player. Damn, I can't think of his name either. But yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point.
And really?
I mean, who?
Calvin Ridley.
Right. Exactly.
The reason why I disagree with y'all on the officiating, though, is because a player like Chris Paul, you're supposed to recognize what's going on early. You're an all-star. You've been in the league for years. You're supposed to see what's going on. I mean, you let the officials call 5 fouls on you and get you completely out of the game with 10 minutes still left in the game.
He did say it, bro. Did you see his face? He didn't argue. He just looked at him like, oh, okay, y'all got it out for me today. All right. And just kept on walking. Every time he got some fouls, he just looked at him like, for real? Usually, you'll see the players running over there like, what, da, da, da. And then he was going to get a check. He knew that was coming right after him. As soon as he went over there in that ref race, he was going to get a check. And that's what he saw. He saw what was going to happen right after that next incident if he would have went over there and said something. So he just looked at him and was like, for real? Okay. And walked on over to the bench. He's like, it's time for me to go out.
So
it's time for me to go.
If we're going to speak on the stolen the games and shit like that, then it's really no conversation for it to even have a sports talk show. If you understand what I'm saying, because they control everything. There's no controls in the play. So if that's the case, we might as well don't even have no debate.
Well, you still speak on the issue.
Here's what I did. I put my TV on mute. I put my TV on mute and just watched the action.
Yeah.
I enjoy the sport of basketball. I enjoy the sport of basketball. And these calls are so egregious and just undeserving that I don't even want to hear it. I'd rather see a player go to the line shooting free throws and not know what the hell he's shooting free throws for because it's the call that's aggravating me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I can go with that point. Why do we have the people in New York? Right?
Right.
So
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
We got the people in New York that's supposed to be the overseers of all the calls and non-calls. Like if somebody get hurt and all that kind of stuff. They're supposed to be there for that. So if you see that he just made this wild butt call, you know what I mean? And you know it's wrong. Why not beat down? Whoop, whoop, and stop the. Hey, it's not. It ain't their ball. It's the other person's ball. Oh, it ain't not. That's that. Why not correct it right then and there so we can get it right and keep it moving? Why let it keep going? Because that's what they want to do. They want to control it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can fix that.
I got one angle that none of us has taken this from, okay? The NBA, just like every other sport, is trying its damnedest to recoup from COVID. They're trying their damnedest to make that money up that they've lost from COVID. So it would behoove them to have a series go to 7 games than even in a situation where there's a gentleman's sweep. You know what I'm saying? So
you might be right because they're already sticking it
He is right. All these he
already
is right. All these games
the gas and the food.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
I can't even buy a chicken wing at the store for less than $10. So you probably might be right.
You know, everybody is on ticket to them time. Everybody is on ticket to them. We got to rebuild.
Let's get that stimulus money back.
Right. We had to pay money back. I mean, what was the bailout for? Because some of the money you didn't even have to pay. These big businesses, they didn't have to pay no money back. Only the people that were getting those stimulus checks that had to get money back. So why? That's what no keep. Listen, I keep asking myself the same thing. Like, they keep saying, well, you know, this has went up and that's went up. Nothing has went up. I checked. Nothing has gone up. Y'all, everybody is lying to get the consumer to pay more than what it's really worth. That's the government all companies out. They bailed y'all out so y'all wouldn't be in no debt.
Yeah.
So y'all wouldn't overprice and overcharge people. That's what
that's
for.
That's
like,
fact.
Come on. Like, we went to go get something to eat. Oh, it's my birthday. We go get something to eat. They want... For a little crab, $40. For a little, I don't even eat crab. But I wanted some.
Right, right.
And my husband is the type of person, he don't care whatever I want, I'm going to get it. He's going to try to get it for me, right? But
right.
Then I'm the type of person,
I ain't here, sweetheart.
Yes, he is. Oh, my. I thank you so much. But I'm frugal, girl. I don't spend money on willy-nilly and stuff. Like, I just don't do that.
Right.
That ain't never been.
Right.
So get there, and I'm looking at the price. I'm like, why is the price like this? And he go, babe, don't worry about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I told her COVID, man. I already knew, man. I already said COVID, but I told her. I said it. I said, babe, everybody try and get their money back, man. It is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and debate that when I'm already in here and I know I'm not walking out.
Can
you know what I'm saying?
Can I ask a question, please?
I got on board with it. I did, and I was relaxed for the rest of the day, and we had a great time. But I was just saying, like, Lord, inflation money was only 3 years. I digress. Go ahead. Hey,
Debo.
If I go
Debo
to the store.
Real quick, 57. Debo sent a text in. He said, that's why I said, just watch the game, because if we trip off the outside things, it would make no sense to watch. And to answer Tree's question, New York is a smoke screen to make you think that they policing things, but that's a money grab as well.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
I can believe it. Never thought of it like that, but yeah. Them jokers.
I was going to say is, when you go to the store, if there's a chicken breast or back or leg, what happened to the wing? I don't understand it. Why is it I got a thighs and all this, but ain't no wings? What, you got chickens ain't born with wings no more? What's going
on?
We was in Shoppers,
and I wanted some turkey drumsticks, man. I had a taste for some turkey drumsticks. And I was like, what the hell happened to all the drumsticks? But it's like I told y'all, when I was over in Germany, grocery stores would only put certain foods on certain days. They would have it available to the customers. And more and more, this grocery store venture here in the States are starting to feel like Germany to me, you know, because I'm just so used to going to the store and what I want, I grab. There's I can't get this, this not it. And like 57 just said, I remember you could get chicken wings in the pack or the bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or the tray. Yeah. You could get the tray of wings. You could get the bag of wings. You can get whatever you want, frozen, everything. And now it's just not available. It's just not.
Yeah, no wings.
So,
but that's part of that. Part of that is because part of that is they're cloning chickens, bro.
Thank
they're
you.
Cloning.
Alone.
But we eat not even the cloning part, right? Not even the cloning part. It's too much chicken. I mean, it's not enough chickens. We didn't ate the real chickens up. We can't even produce no more.
Not enough beef.
Like Marcus is saying.
But look, here's the biggest thing. This whole control of the store, like that's my thing. I've been preaching this since Tempest has been pimping. I've been preaching this because this has been in our community for the longest. The reason they control our narrative more than their narrative. Like if you go shopping, you don't even gotta go to Whole Foods. You can go to a Safeway in a predominantly white community where there's no hardly a speck of African Americans or any indigenous culture, right? You go to that store, bro, the variety is crazy. The food is amazing. I'm trying to tell you. You don't even got to buy Whole Foods. That's real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And you get real food. You're getting real meat because they don't feed their families that. They want our families to have all of them big booster fed chicken feeds and all that.
Yeah.
I can tell the difference.
You better go with the Amish people. Go to the Amish and get the chicken.
I'm telling you, that's the move. But have y'all seen that picture of the Brewster? Have y'all ever seen the Brewsters that impregnate all of the chickens now? Oh, bro, it's crazy. The Brewster look like a linebacker. Hey, Tank, it's as tall as you. It's as tall as you, bro. It looks like a linebacker. It's cut up like a bag of
hey, bro,
I swear to you.
I'm a year and 4 months in, man. I haven't ate no chicken, man. I left it alone, man. Yeah, we're a year and 4 months in, man.
I just got back on the yard bird, man. I need my yard bird.
All right, y'all, this is what I mean at the beginning of the show. When I say these topics and many more will be discussed today on Kale's Corner. y'all realize we just spent the last 5 minutes talk about chicken. 57. Thank you, 57. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
hey, look, I can tell I've moved further down south now. I can tell the difference in the vegetables and the produce that I buy at the store. It's much different. I don't know if the Amish are going down here. But it's a whole lot better,
right.
And it's much, yes, sir, and it's much different than what I was getting up there. Yes, sir.
But just what
Marcus said, I've been witness that. That's the truth. And I know since you done went down on that N57, I know it's a whole lot better.
Different areas, just like Marcus said, it's just gonna be different. It's just what it is. The Amish market up here, the one over in Upper Marlboro, it's a great market.
Yeah.
But the only day that we could go is Saturday. And it is always a cluster hump in there on Saturday, man. You know?
They open up on Thursdays and Fridays now. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I believe.
What's the time? Yeah. What's the hour?
What's a cluster hump? What's a cluster hump?
Too many of us in one area. where you got Shireen got the kids running around and yelling, y'all better stop playing in this store, and the big kids pushing the cart, hitting you all in the back
of so
your leg. Yeah, yeah.
That's the cluster. Way to hump.
Hey man, 57 crazy
boy.
You hey, look, you almost boy, you almost
yeah,
hey,
hey, look,
to get you started.
Hey,
you almost
Doc,
took me there.
If that was Doc on here, Doc would have went ahead and said it. Doc would have said it.
Yeah, Doc would have said it. And with that, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Y'all learned a new word today, a cluster hump. We'll be right back. Give it what you got. Give it what you got. Okay, okay. Well, it looks like the 49ers have decided to give Deebo Samuel not just what he want, but what they got. You talk about Treat said it, and not just Treat. Other members of the show have said this whole time. And we'll see exactly what is what the closer we get to training camp. And I'm going to tell y'all, it was a clear sign to me when the draft went on and Deebo Samuels was not moved. It was kind of a clear sign to me that he'd be back to San Francisco. Because if it's time to make a trade, it is sure enough during the draft. Sure enough. You know, kudos to those guys for getting things together and everybody's acting like adults, I'll say, now. You know what I mean? Everybody's acting like adults and they're cleaning up their mess. Lady T, go ahead. It's your team now.
So they're giving him everything that he wants, right? Like I said in the beginning, Deebo was the type of person that was he was only working with a $4 million deal. Like that's what he was working on. Like that's all the money that he had, that $4 million. So he see everybody else getting paid. So he started panicking. So instead of just being chill and being cool, that's not his personality. So he acted out a little bit. And I knew it was going to come to that, but I knew he didn't give us, the 49ers, a chance to do anything. So once he put out what he wanted, we was like, oh, that's it? Okay, come on, let's get it done. You know what I'm saying? So everything is broken.
Oh, shit.
He's following us again. When you're dating somebody in the first year or two, be the rougher.
Is that you, Tay?
Yeah.
That sounds like one of his chickadees.
Right, what you doing?
What's wrong, bro?
We already knew this, man. We letting her take all this time up talking about Deebo. She already knew this. And now she's so excited, she's going to talk the whole rest of the show talking about Debo.
You must be downstairs. You ain't in the same room, are you? You downstairs.
Never.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? For real, we're seeing the residual from Tank, from Debo Samuel's not going to Tang team. Because Tang wanted He wanted Debo Samuel for real. Listen, when they make
it's a little,
with Debo,
it's a little bit of that in there.
Oh, he got
it's
a
little.
Oh my gracious! I didn't even think about that, bro. Thank you for that. Thank you.
He just knew Debo Samuels was about to be a Cowboy. He just knew it. You know,
and somebody else did too.
Pittsburgh.
Nah.
57 thought he was coming over there too.
I know we won't go spend that money on the money he wanted. We won't go spend that money on him. Y'all already know that.
That's one thing about Pittsburgh. Y'all don't do that.
No.
And I kept telling y'all, Debo Samuels ain't signed nothing, and the 49ers haven't accepted anything. So we gotta wait until both of those things happen before we can, you know, start jumping around singing Kumaya. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't see them allowing a offensive weapon like Debo Samuels walk, and like Tree King, what he was asking for, it wasn't like it was a whole lot. He wasn't asking for no stupid amount of money. And to be honest, the man, he actually deserved more, if you really want to break it down. He deserved
spread
because he was a huge percentage of the 49ers offense last season. He was a huge percentage. So you know, I knew the man wasn't going nowhere. A lot of times I was just jugging at Tree, as my father used to say, you know, just messing with Tree to get her riled up and everything. But for real, I knew that John Lynch ain't going to let that man walk out his door. Kyle Shanahan, crazy. We don't want to play against him. Yeah.
Exactly.
And he was smart enough to recognize his value to the team. They had him playing running back, wide receiver, slot position. He recognized his value to the team and recognized what everybody else doing the same thing he was doing in the league was getting paid so much money. So you can't fault him for wanting to get paid the market value for what he was doing. You know?
No, you can't.
That's true. Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. Have y'all seen that commercial when they trade away your favorite person on your team and they be crying? That would have been me in that tub.
Sis, cried when they sent your boy home. When they sent Vernon Davis to the Redskins, you cried.
I was in the tub that day.
You can find me in the tub. Shut up, 007. Shut up, 007. He just beat up with that one. I wasn't expecting that one.
He crazy.
Look, let me tell you. If you want to have fun,
that was double
go with that. If you, look, you want to have fun, go with her to a game, dog. Go with her to a game, bruh. You talking about off the chain? She is off the chain. I don't care. Especially if her team playing.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I'm so upset with my organization right now, man. I would probably no. I ain't even gonna say that. I ain't even gonna say that. Nah. I was.
Go ahead, put it on record.
I was going to say that I would probably go to a Baltimore game first before I go to a Washington game, but I can't do that. I don't like nothing Baltimore.
Yeah, I know you
liar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they already know that.
And another one of Pop said, boy, you know that's a bold-faced lie. So, ain't no bold-faced lies coming out my mouth. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Well, we got football season coming up.
Yes, sir. And Tom Brady.
We got plenty of places we can go.
Yeah, we do. But no place like home, baby. Tom Brady has announced that he's joining the Fox NFL crew once he finally decides to retire and hang up football. I say, Tom, your ass should stop now. What you still got to say? I think you should stop now. And for real, young, I'm looking. You know how there's a yin for every yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at football as Tom's yin, and I'm looking at his home life with his wife and kids as the yang. You know, And Tom just is like, I got to get the hell out of here. This ain't working for me. I'm a football man, not a family man. You know what I mean? I'm an athlete. I need to be around athletic stuff. I can't do this. Because how many times have we seen a player announce where they're going to be once they're done playing ball? Down to the network. I don't recall ever hearing that. I think football is the yang. At home is the yang, man.
I just think it's Tom Brady. And everybody got their season to him right now because it's fresh and it's new. And so everybody want him when he finished. So they don't care when it is. They just want to make sure he got a spot when he do finish.
Didn't they do Peyton Manning like that?
Peyton retired, and then once he retired, they started coming with all these ideas of they wanted him to do this and do that. And then once Eli retired, they really went overboard with it as far as what they wanted those guys to do together. But Tom Brady is the only one that before he actually hung them up, they've come out with what he should and is going to do with his career. You know, what he's going to do next.
That's the GOAT, though, man. He gonna get them privileges, man. That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT, man. He gonna get that. What y'all expect? Come on, y'all. He done ran the whole NFL for the last two decades.
Yeah,
man. Who else they gonna put up there? You gotta put his face up there. That's what they gonna do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody else. 46 years old. Because
he's
going to be 50
years old. But see, this is first this is first retirement, so I'm not mad at him from coming back. Now, if he do it consistently, then I'm going to be like, yeah, sit down. But this first time coming back, that's what all the greats do, man. They
sure. I mean, I'm saying,
Huh?
I'm mad he came back.
I ain't mad because I don't think he's going to do nothing. I think he's going to have the same type of year he had last year. It's going to look great all through the year. They're going to be talking about him, but I ain't got him being in the Super Bowl. I don't
Hey, know what? Matt Kellerman said that, and he ended up in the Super Bowl twice.
but that was then.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, though, for real.
I ain't got him going to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something,
unless they put some mean people over there with him. And it looked like all them went to Buffalo. Buffalo and the Rams again. In Denver. That's where everybody looked like they went to.
They trying to get the old band back together. Elderman said he'll play. Gronk said if Elderman comes back, he'll play. So they're trying to get the old band back together.
Y'all understand this. There's only one couple in this world that are undefeated. That's Karma and her husband, Father Time. They undefeated, right? And I think that this is the season that we're going to see Father Time catch up with Tom Brady. I'm serious. It's almost going to be a shame. It's almost going to be a shame because we do hold him in such high regard, you know?
Right.
You know, we admire this man.
Mm-hmm. Only a couple of great.
Yeah.
It's only been a couple of greats that went out on top. Barry Sanders, Jim Brown. I'm sure y'all might can name a couple of others.
Peyton Manning.
You know, but most of the time, these guys get carried out on the shield. Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. You know, these guys don't know when to stop.
Yeah. They don't know when to stop. Yeah, they can't. It's in them. That's the love. You can't stop that.
But he's on top, and he ain't trying.
You can't compare boxing greats to football greats.
No, we're not doing that. We're talking about the greatest of all time in any sport that you know can't hang it up when the time is past. Not just
Tom Brady
comparing
is an
anything.
Alien, man. He's an alien. He's not even human.
I ain't gonna go with you on that.
I don't know about alien, but he definitely is something different because to look at him, you don't see 6 Super Bowls and the athleticism that he played with. You really don't see that at all. So, if Marcus want to tag it an alien, then we'll tag it him being an alien. But
when you say Tom Brady, you say Neener right behind it. You say, make that little UFO noise behind. He not human, bro.
He just put that work in, man. And he was with a great organization, man.
You know what, Tang?
That's the one thing that is overlooked with all of the great ones. Kobe. Put that work in, man. Mike, put that work in. You know, even LeBron. LeBron, he put that work in to be whom he is, who we know.
Exactly.
You know, these guys are not just waking up saying, you know, I'm going to be this. No, man. They grind and get it together, and then they are the great players that we see, you know? So,
let me just say this, and if we see the Fingers get that ring, we're going to finally say, We seen Chris Paul put that work in because we know he didn't put it in. He just ain't get to that mountaintop yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he hasn't. Yeah.
That's true, Kane. That
you know,
is so true.
Chris Paul put it in, man.
He'll be sitting beside Charles Barkley next year. Calling his
name. Oh, man. I had to go there. Wow.
Right.
And Reggie Miller, too, up. Right?
Reggie ain't get one either. Yep, you're right.
Y'all some hard characters on the corner, man. I'm tired of this. It's some cutthroat dudes here on the corner, man. He say that man gonna be sitting beside Charles Barkley.
With Shaq over there going, you need to get you one of these, big bro. Can you get you one of these rings over the business? You know, just one more get you one of these rings.
Hey, that year with Charles Barkley, you know, when he was with the Suns, I think that was the year when KJ dunked on a larger one. They've seen Jordan in the finals, and Jordan beat them 4-2 in the finals. But in that series, he dunked on Olajuwon. KJ with the Suns dunked on Olajuwon, and they
beat Kevin Johnson.
Yep, dunked on Olajuwon. Hey, I'm talking about that's the best dunk I ever seen in my life. I mean, I've seen a lot of them, but that's my favorite.
Are the online attendees saying anything? Do they have any points? Are they making any good points here?
No, they just was talking about the going back to Cuba, the MLB and Russia. They saying actually other Cuban players, really no American players over there. We shouldn't go. Yeah. But no, they're not really saying anything. They're agreeing with everything we're saying right now.
Okay. That's what we want to keep them comments coming. We enjoy what y'all say because I mean sometimes even after the show, Teresa and I will go back and read what you guys say, you know, and have conversation on it. So. You guys, this is important. We want you guys to express your opinion as well. Say, look, sometimes y'all save us from 007 and 57. For real.
Yeah.
So what are we going to Cuba for? To do what?
Cubans, who else play in American baseball? Like, they don't play baseball other than Cuba.
Yeah,
Cuba always got a they got a serious baseball connection over there.
Yeah, they
play some baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cuba. Yeah. That's where a lot of them from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get that in real quick. Ja Morant is out.
Again?
Indefinitely. So, when that boy, let me ask y'all something.
It was from that play.
When Poole grabbed his leg, did he really twist it that hard? Do you think he twisted it that hard? Mm-hmm. He did grab it. Yeah, apparently. See, that's where they control that, man. They trying to put John Moran out because they know that boy a monster.
They just told him it's not your time yet.
It's not your time.
I hate that. I did not want to hear that. That's just what they say, too. I hate that. I hate that phrase.
Because
that's what they say, too. They say that. I hear them say it. I hear Reggie Miller and them say it. And I'd be like,
listen,
man.
You know what's sad? Memphis come so close. They went to game seven against San Antonio,
And now they so close of, you know, being these people right here, was they the underdogs for real, but they so close to beating them.
007.
And you know what I'm saying? And this is happening, him being out, this is not going to help. So this happens every time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know what? I'm going to say this. Until the referees, started taking over that game, man, Memphis was giving Golden State all they could handle. Memphis was balling on Golden State. And again, y'all, Memphis is 20 out of 25 games without Ja Morant. And of course, yes, I know that was regular season, not during the playoffs, shows that they know how to play together as a team. They know how to play as without Morant. And to be honest, I saw that ball move with a little more fluidity than with Morant on the floor. I saw players.
About the knee, I just remember, you know what? The knee is like the back, man. He might not have hit it that hard, but if he caught it in the right position and it turned the right way, yeah, you could twist it and put it out. It might not look that bad, but, yeah, it's just like the back. You turn it the wrong way, and you could be out of the game.
Yeah, but you can grab somebody's kneecap, twist it, but Chris Paul fouls out of a game for a touch, non-touch. He caused no damage, no pain. Man, he caused no damage.
Your injuries, unless it's a break, it's something that's been accumulating coming along anyway. The way he jumps in the air, it was probably coming along anyway. And he just got that one touch and sent it over the edge. He gets up there.
Yes, he do.
For a freak accident, because I'm gonna say accident, because I just don't want to believe that he did that on purpose. I'm gonna say a freak accident, and I know y'all gonna beat me up, but I'm gonna still say freak accident.
You're entitled, but I'm gonna throw one more freak. I'm gonna say a freak accident. You know, because I've never ever seen a basketball play that someone grabs someone else's knee. You know, I've never seen that in my life of watching basketball. So I haven't even seen that on the playground, you know, and I've seen just about everything happen down at Anacostia Park or down at the Goodman League over in the old Berry Farm. Have y'all been around there lately, man?
It was bullet wound.
I'm telling you, they got Becky and Bobby walking around the car.
You know?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus. With their little mutt.
You played at Bernica? Yeah. Right around.
Marcus said Becky and Bobby.
Yeah, they don't even be knowing where they at, bro. I swear they don't be knowing where they at.
Nope.
They just be, man, walking the dogs like it's sweet, you know. And, I mean, it's more police out there than at the precinct now. I ain't even know Southeast had that many police.
They have a roll call at the
You live
farm.
In PG County. You don't know how you got moved from Southeast to PG. But it happened fast. Now Becky and Bobby is walking the line.
Dogs count.
Bro,
they busted a lot of those
houses.
They busted a lot of those Southeast residents. They busting a lot of those people down to Charles County. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not PG County.
And guess where else they going at? They sent the rack of them. A lot of people from the farms down Lexington Park, man. And I know that for a fact because I got people that live down there. They sent so many people way down Lexington Park. Sim, you know how far that is from here? I mean, I ain't saying far like that, but just to take them from their home from there and send them way down there. They passed Waldorf. They all the way past the Amish people and everybody.
I mean, I don't want to be a jerk or an a-hole, but when you're living off the government, they can send you wherever they want to. You know what I mean?
Or a cluster hump, bro.
You know?
You don't want to be a cluster hump.
Shut up. I can't stand him, yeah.
I ain't gonna never forget that word, man. I ain't gonna never forget that word. Buster up.
Hey, go down to that Amish market on Saturday. It's a cluster up, man. I'm trying to tell you, dog. You know, the little kids running around and doing whatever with each other and all, you know. It's just like going to the Target over here at Oxon Hill. Man, goodness gracious. Never, ever, ever, ever again. I don't care how many bad socks. When Reese and I walked in the door, kids running through their plane. Slim, they was actually having a 40-meter race. I mean, they was like on the bars to get set. And that mother was just like, boy, you try to start a fight. You trying to start a fight,
hey, bro. Hey,
it's time,
you
can
just go.
It's
that
time, y'all.
Everything.
Oh my goodness, y'all! I hate this time of the day.
Yeah.
But we have to leave.
Yeah.
Come back Thursday. But we're gonna pick it right back up right here. So everybody remember the things that they was gonna say, okay? Because we're gonna pick
all
it back
humpsters.
Up.
All
right
you humpsters.
Yes, pick it up. All my online viewers, I need you guys to like and share before you leave. All my voice listeners, like all my people that's online, we love you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you, love you, love you. We're going to give you your flowers while you're here. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. The number, again, is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. You guys can also log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. We will be here every Tuesday and Thursday for you guys. Pleasure. We love you guys, and we thank you guys for all of your support. Thank you. And thank you for all the birthday gifts and wishes. I really, really, really appreciate it all. Thank you.
That's what's up. Like Tree said, thank you guys, online participators. We really appreciate you guys. I want you guys to interact some more. I need some questions.
Thank God. The lovely Miss Keisha for coming out here.
Okay.
Celebrate her birthday.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, Jack Rose.
Hey.
Birthday. Yeah. Let him hear, Julie. Head on Malaga. Hey, Toya. Yo. Body snatches. Yeah, hey, Triple City.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers. Yeah, hey, Valley Green.
Yeah.
Snatch your bodies, what we got.
Yeah.
Hey, Sixth Street.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers.
Yeah.
MLK.
Yeah.
Snatch your bodies, what we got.
Yeah.
Hey, D-Lo.
Yeah.
Here comes the body snatchers.
say? Hey, Landover. Yeah. Tonight the bodies will be out. Hey, uptown. Here come the body snatchers. Body snatchers. Body snatchers. Body snatchers. Body. Take the squeeze, do the jig like I'm going. Yeah.